here's the agenda for our last meeting. At the opening, we're going to have a prototype presentation. Then we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and the financing of our remote. Then we're going to evaluate the product and I think the whole production process. And then we're going to close it up. We have 40 minutes, so. Let's have a prototype presentation.
Okay. Ready?
Sure.
You or me?
You read that stuff since
okay.
I read it.
Well, since our materials aren't exactly what we were going for, I'm just going to translate what this all means for you. The base is going to be gunmetal gray, which is what we have decided. It's going to be plastic. Then there's the latex cover, which is what you see as red, because it can be replaceable. We just kind of went with the color. And then the buttons are actually kind of poking through rather than on top. And the buttons will be a much lighter blue, almost see-through. It's just sort of a very pale blue and it'll light up yellow.
Yeah.
And the whole thing lights up if you press any button, rather than just that one button will light up. And then at the bottom we have our logo, bright yellow sort of design with the RR, which will actually look like our logo.
Okay.
And then on the side we have the buttons. And they're one button, but they kind of push up and down.
Okay.
I don't think there's room.
No.
They're just buttons. Right, yeah. And then, yeah, the buttons.
On-off switch will be here. And as you've noticed on our prototype, they've ended up with a curvature, kind of biconcave sort of thing. Except for, you know, can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that when we get to production, we can actually make them look good because they're very nice to stuck. You know, stick your finger in.
Yeah.
The two squared buttons are our two probably least used menus. And then these are the numbers. So our channel and our volume will be on either side.
Yeah. And then the last thing is just that it'll be black labeling on top. Just.
And did you determine the curvature of the bottom part of it for the hand is going to be a single or a double?
Let's see, a single.
Single sounds good because it's not big enough to really constitute a double.
Right, yeah, it's only actually the size of my hand.
Great. I think you did an awesome
job. Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's everything that we discussed.
Yeah. Good job, you guys.
Good job.
Thank you. It was really good.
All right. What's next in our agenda? We're going to discuss the evaluation criteria, and that's with Courtney.
Okay, it's a PowerPoint presentation. I don't really know exactly what we should talk about. It's under evaluation.
Right.
All right. So these are the criteria we're going to ask. Is it easy to use? Is it fashionable? Yeah, I guess we should write these down so we can reference them.
Feel good, meaning what?
Like, does it feel good?
Physically.
Like, yeah, physically.
Okay.
That's just for current trends.
Right.
It doesn't really count, I guess.
Yeah, it was a little difficult to incorporate the cover with the cherry fruit on it.
Yeah. But so we do have removable covers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well then that's good. And so we can, everybody have that?
Probably.
Yeah, she's got it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so we're using the criteria for a simplex scale. And so we need to discuss how we feel it falls within this range. So for easy to use, do we feel it's very easy to use?
I say we individually rate.
You guys?
Just orally.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Easy to use, I vote 6.
Oh, wait, that's false.
Oh! 2.
Okay.
I'd say 2 as well.
Yeah, 2.
2.
Oh.
That's what I say.
Hello. We're great.
Okay, fashionable.
At the moment,
no. I mean, like, no, I think it's very fashionable.
Me too, very chic.
I would give it a one.
One.
I'll give it a two because at the moment it's not looking that way.
Well,
no,
that's just
a
like
prototype.
That's a clay. It's a
right.
prototype. What do you think?
I don't think it's that fashionable. I'd give it like 3 or 4.
Okay.
So the average is about a two?
Yeah, it's a two.
And I'm not
two
fashionable, so don't
two
use my opinion.
That's okay, no.
Now we're all the customers we have.
Does it feel good?
Imagine, since we obviously
didn't. I feel like
the shape of it actually does.
And it is very ergonomically designed. It's going to be curved.
Yeah, it's going to be thicker.
Yeah.
Depth.
I think it feels good.
I think so too.
I'll give it a two.
Okay.
A two.
I'll give it a one.
What is it?
I'd say two.
Is it technologically innovative? I'm sorry, I'm taking over your job.
Oh no, it's fine. You're product manager. yeah, I mean, and does it have voice? I mean, the phrase recognition on it.
Yes, right. We were able to do it with that kind of
oh, right,
chip.
We could do it with the chip. Yes, it wasn't. We had no
reflection
of it
on
the prototype,
yeah.
But that's
right.
because it's
that
only
was
two dimensions.
Okay, and we discussed that.
Yeah,
right.
So. Then yes, then I would, well, it doesn't, what else would it mean for it to be technologically innovative?
Well, we don't have the, you know, we can't say channel, it changes the channel.
And it doesn't cover anything other than TV,
right.
So I'd probably give it a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it is, for just the TV remote, it's very advanced. But it is just a TV remote.
Yeah. I'd go for a 3 or 4 on that one, so.
Yeah, go 4.
Okay. Let's go for a
3.5.
Right. And the last criteria, is it
squishy and fruity?
Well, we've covered that with the...
It's just
well,
trendy, basically.
Yeah. So, I'd give it a 2.
It's capable of being
capable.
Oh, it's very
I'm
capable
very
of being squishy and fruity.
Okay.
And it's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. So, next. So, our model slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie appears to be a winner. And hopefully we'll sell millions. Good job, team.
How did you get that in there?
What?
Slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie.
It does.
That was good.
Thanks.
Very good. All right. Let's go back to this. Okay, so now we're moving on to finance. Okay, I'm going to show you an Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to fill it in together based on what components we're including in our remote, and see if it's under 1250 euro. If so, we can proceed. If not, we need to go back to the drawing board a little bit. Okay, so let me bring that up. Here we go. All right. It's not handheld. It's powered by a battery.
Yep.
So we give it a
2.
Number of components you plan to use. Do I just put quantity being 1 battery or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's a, do you want to go for, this is where we need to make the final call, if it's a lithium or you want to go for AAAs? Because AAAs we're going to have to do more than 1 battery. Well, let's just go for a lithium, what do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still lithium.
I think
we're
the people who purchase this are going to be technologically
advanced.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the electronics. Section. We're going to need this kind, correct?
Yeah.
If you do the voice sensor. So one of those. It is a single curve, so one of those. What's that? Yeah, that's correct. Okay, down here. It's waste material.
Plastic.
And
special color.
Down here, interface type. We're going to have the integrated scroll.
No, we don't have the scroll.
Isn't, oh, those are just regular
buttons.
Oh, that's a push button too, right there.
Yeah.
This?
So, integrated scroll wheel or push button. We're really having just push button interface.
Okay, so we can just go.
But will we, actually we'll need 2, won't we? One for the top and then one for this, one for each side?
But that just covers the type of button we're having. Because we're not doing a scroll on the side, it's still push button.
Like that 29 means like you have both scrolls and
push button.
Push button.
Okay.
I think she's. I think what Courtney's talking about is do we need to put 2
like
here?
Because there's like one interface right here, and then because it's not going to be on the same plane when you press the button, there's
right.
going to have to be
yeah.
additional signals on the sides.
Okay.
So is that going to be an extra one on each side?
I don't know.
Let's
two interfaces? Is that what should we
two
talk?
Or three because of one each side and
okay,
one on top.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine because it comes out the same as 29. Well, less than 29.
Okay, and we're gonna button supplements. The buttons are not.
They're special color.
Okay.
They're special form because they're indented.
Oh right.
And they're a special material.
Yeah.
Well, we're under costs then.
We're over.
No, we're under it.
12.5 is our limit.
Oh,
so 11.2.
So here you can go to production.
You can go to. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the project process, and whether or not we're satisfied with the whole process and the result. Did we have a lot of room for creativity? Did we have a lot of room for individual leadership, teamwork, and the means, meaning technology that we use to produce our little guy there? And if we found any new ideas. Now, the question is, how do we do this?
Like we just discuss it?
Discuss,
mm-hmm.
Sure. All right, well, who would like to go first?
I think we got stifled for creativity by the company itself in restricting us only to use it in a TV room initially.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And no internet.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a good point. So I'd forgotten that wasn't our decision. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the whole process, though?
Oh, overall, I mean, I thought we did a good job. Like, we got to choose, basically we had control over, minus it being just a million TV remote, we got to choose what we wanted to do with it.
Right, and we got to say over how technologically advanced it should be, and also how fashionable, which I kind of...
And more fashionable than technology for you.
Yeah.
So anyway.
What about the teamwork aspect? How did you guys enjoy making the model, the prototype?
I think we did well. Yeah.
I think you did. Did you work well together in there?
Yep. Well, no, there was scratching in front of me.
Oh, my God. And we've all been a pretty congenial team here, I think.
I mean, minus you guys being, what is it, the survey, annoying or
irritating.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a strong one.
Okay.
The means, the whiteboard didn't work.
Yeah.
And no internet.
I have to knock that one down.
Yeah,
matches.
No internet.
And I really feel strongly about the internet.
I do.
And the
there's
digital,
so much available.
The digital
information.
Patterns.
Yeah.
They were
I
pretty
really
cool. Yeah, they're fun. Even though I'm not really sure what I could do with them, but they are awesome.
We use the laptops for receiving everything.
Yes.
Right, laptops are
wireless too. So
wireless.
And these things.
And then we have a shared network where we can put all of them.
Yeah, and let's not forget the sexy dual microphones everyone gets
yeah.
on.
And Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay, have we found any new ideas through this process?
We are really going to sell this. Ta-da.
For something that looks cool and also has what I want it to do technologically.
Yeah.
And that's your right brain taking over, wanting the artistic, the fashionable, the hip,
mm-hmm.
you know? If we all just went out and bought useful things, I don't think. I mean, that's not
what
technology.
That's why I don't like a Macs or Apples, just because I look at it. I know it's probably a very good computer, but I look at it and I'm taken back to elementary school because they look the same.
Mm.
They
yeah.
look like they did when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, because they're
so
pretty
old-fashioned.
And just like...
The Toronto
yeah.
District School Board only uses Macs with their kids.
Exactly. So I associate them with like really low-tech,
yeah.
really cheap.
Just the Mac font bothers me.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I do like iPods, go figure.
Yeah, no, iPods, they want all those words for
yeah.
presentation.
Well, iPods are now quite trendy, and
mm-hmm.
they come in different
colors. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people went out and bought a Nokia phone back when we were, like, in high school just so they could get the changeable face
oh,
plates?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay. Anyway, so
I didn't have a phone until you
But my one issue is just, like, the whole it's for TV only. I was like, who's going to buy a remote just for the TV unless they've lost theirs?
Look at
yeah.
it. That is a fashionable for
people.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing director says, yeah. Fashionable
no,
people
marketing
buy
has
it.
To actually create the desire for it.
Oh, I will create desire.
You can create a commercial where they think that all their needs will be met. This will help them find the one.
They'll be sexy with it.
We could have like an Adam and Eve type commercial, and that's the fig leaf. That'll sell.
And so the serpent says, use our remote.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up now. The costs are within the budget. We evaluated the project. And now we're going to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. And then we're going to have a big giant party, apparently, for this. So.
Woo-hoo.
All right, thank you, team.
Martin,
you did a great job. It was lovely working with you.
You too.
Yay! Thanks to the project leader.